producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, the forums at forum.theparacast.com are wild. They're woolly. They're wacky. They're contentious. I've never seen it like this before. We've had pretty crazy, but in the wake of the appearance of Dr. David Jacobs on the Paracast last week, it has really gotten bent out of shape. It started before his appearance, and what's funny is he was on the show a few years ago, and the response was pretty normal. So in that 2 or 3 years, things have festered to the point where he is extremely polarizing. And what surprises me here, in his new book, he's expanding on a concept he first voiced back in, what, the late 1990s? About the purpose of the hybrid aliens?
Yeah, I think it was a little earlier than that, but yeah, it's been almost 20 years.
Right, so that being the case, why suddenly has it become so contentious?
Well, I think people are more informed, have had more time to think about it, have watched a barrage of questionable claims that have come down, I think, since the mid to late 90s. And then all of a sudden, abductions kind of, you know, took a back seat. I noticed that in the years preceding the demise of Bud Hopkins, you know, physical health, it just seemed to kind of fade from the limelight for a number of years. And now we're seeing kind of a resurgence, but with a new twist. And I think people just, I think they just have had enough of a lot of anecdotal information that's being coalesced together and sci-fi sounding scenarios proposed. I just think people are a little bit more polarized now. I think you have, you know, a minority who's in a position of questioning this type of work and these types of conclusions, while the vast majority of people will buy anything that comes down the pike because it might conform to their worst fears, their you know, their hopes, their fears, their predisposed opinions about things. And we have an audience that, for the most part, I think is the former, people that are more critical, open-minded, but skeptical. And it takes a lot to convince them of the reality of something. And when you have someone who just, you know, refuses to attempt to, you know, use technology, to use diagnostic science and these types of tools that could easily, if this is real, provide the kind of, you know, evidence that would put all the naysayers back in their place. And, you know, that's just not happening. I think we're seeing, I don't know, it's almost like the decline and death of abduction research in its initial, you know, form. And I think we're going to see different types of methodologies, different types of approaches gaining more and more favor within the community, the investigative community. And I think people are going to start getting more creative with it because just like ufology in general, the abduction realm has been spinning its wheels for decades. And I just don't see that old paradigm continuing on much longer, Gene. I really think that we need new approaches, creative thinking. I mean, I sound like a broken record, and everybody's heard me say this time and time again, but it's true. I mean, we need to tear this thing down, like Greg said, and, you know, almost start from scratch.
Yes, and certainly in this case, the most important questions we asked of Dr. Jacobs were the ones about monitoring, surveillance, and then it follows through genetic testing because so many of his reports involve some kind of sexual interaction. Otherwise, how do you produce hybrid aliens? Well, genetic testing would certainly be important. And if someone claims they've been attacked by aliens, I don't know, do a rape kit? I know I made reference to this very polarizing issue about Dr. Jacobs asking one abductee for one of her pieces of underwear, I guess, to do DNA testing, for why else would you do that? And then one listener got so bent out of shape, that person said they would never listen to the PowerCast again because I wrote that one sentence about doing genetic testing.
Yeah, it's a very...
crazy out there. Crazy world.
Yeah. Volcanic response. I've never seen a thread build upon itself so quickly, and you know, it's up around 300 posts already in just a matter of days. That's pretty interesting. It really did strike a chord out there. And of course, we're being taken to task for even having him on the show. And yet I've been getting feedback from one scientist in particular who, you know, is courageous enough to get involved in doing some survey work with abductees. I think he's approaching it from a very interesting new perspective. And he said, hey, you know, you were really polite, but you asked some really important probing questions. And his responses in his critique, his responses were feeble. And he was putting it kindly, I think, according to him.
One important thing here is after the show, Jacobs did say he would accept working with outsiders in the sense of trying to do some kind of scientific verification. I would hope out there, if we have any private detectives, security experts, people like that, who would let us know, and we'll get you in touch with Dr. David Jacobs, and we'll hold his feet to the fire.
Yeah.
And if people are saying, look, we will set up the equipment to do surveillance, I think at that point it's up to him to respond in the affirmative. I mean, I understand about privacy concerns. I understand about the fact that the people, the subjects of that surveillance, would have to agree to it. But still, let's make that effort. Speaking of making efforts, there's an article that was published in Mother Jones magazine. And I'll read you a couple of sentences from it, because this goes to what you're trying to do, which is to do some kind of surveillance to record paranormal events. It says a group of scientists and academics from around the world has launched a new effort called UFO Data, which stands for UFO Detection and Tracking, to apply some rigorous scientific research to the study of UFOs. It points to an all-volunteer project of people from around the world. And one of the members of this group is Leslie Kane, of course, who's an investigative journalist who has done a lot to advance research into UFOs. I am hoping something like this can be set up. Because, again, it follows from what you're trying to do with your San Luis Valley camera project, and that is to do some active work with scientific instrumentation to research UFOs. Get past the stories. We have enough stories out there. I mean, at one point, I remember back in the old days of Jim Moseley's Saucer News, where he admitted to me, you know, I'm tired of hearing about sightings. It's enough already. We hear about sightings all the time. What about the evidence? Where do we take it? In fact, that's a question we're going to ask our guest today, who is also getting huge numbers of questions from our listeners, Stanton Friedman. And he's been involved in UFO research actively since the 1970s. And he was one of the first people to bring to light the supposed evidence of the Roswell crash with William Moore and Charles Berlitz. So he's been around the block, and he speaks of alien visitations, a cosmic Watergate, meaning, of course, that the government must know the secret. So we're going to ask him, what progress have we made after all these years in UFO research to get some answers? What do we know today that we didn't know in 1955? Let's start there. What do we know today? Good question. I don't know that we've learned all that much. I do know that we're learning one thing, that is a lot of listeners, except those who quit because they don't like a single sentence that I utter or write in the forum, a lot of listeners love the PowerCast Plus. And we don't just offer this show ad-free. We offer after the PowerCast. And last week we spent about 30 minutes or so disassembling the discussions we had with Dr. David Jacobs. It was an extensive analysis, and I think you listeners will enjoy it. To be able to hear after the PowerCast, you have to subscribe to the PowerCast Plus. Go to plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com. Simple sign-up instructions. We have 5-year memberships and a lifetime membership at a big discount. We give away free ebooks from Chris O'Brien for long-term memberships. Check it out for yourself. We urge you to check it out. Plus.thepowercast.com. We've got Stanton Friedman in the wings. He'll answer your questions and ours with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, when you get to be our age, or Stanton Friedman's age, you start talking about your ailments. You talk about other things, too, but that doesn't get to be very friendly. So what we're learning here is that, I gather, 80 is the new 50? Is that how it is, Stan?
Sounds good to me.
But you, obviously, you had a little heart attack last year, but you're getting along pretty well now.
I'm getting along very well and haven't used any nitro, and I was bored in the hospital for several days, read a few books, you know, nothing useful going on, and I've been traveling quite a bit. I was off to England a few weeks ago. I was off to California at the MUFON conference, and remember, I'm on the East Coast, so it's a long way in either direction, and I was down in Massachusetts and Exeter. They had the 50th anniversary of the incident at Exeter conference and stuff. And so,
well, it doesn't sound like you're slowing down at all.
No, I'm not. You know, as long as I'm keeping busy, I think I'm healthier. So, look, that was the first time I was in the hospital in 79 years and 11 months.
Wow. There's a very interesting point, Stan, that you raise. And that is this, that people who are forced to retire and give up their life's work and stop doing the things that really keep them going and help them get up in the morning, those people don't live, I think, quite as long. And I know when my father was forced to retire from the New York City transit system, he was 70. Now, he found other things to do, and he hung out for another 9 years or so. But I can't help feeling, you know what? If they kept him on for another 5 years or so, well, he would have been over 100 today, but he would have hung out a lot longer. So that's it. When I reveal my age, which I want to hear, people are surprised. They say, gee, you look a lot older. No, they don't say that. Stan, we're going to talk about a lot of things about what's happening in UFO research. But as you know, on last week's episode, we had a discussion with Dr. David Jacobs. And his theory is that there are hybrid aliens infiltrating our society. It was one of the most polarizing shows we've had on the Paracast in recent months. Our forums were filled with pro and con comments. Really?
I didn't hear the show, unfortunately.
No. But you know about Dr. Jacobs. What is your assessment of that, about his work?
Well, Dave has worked hard. He was a pioneer in actually doing a PhD thesis about UFOs. There have been more than a dozen since then. But I got wary several times. One was that he dismissed the Roswell incident because the government couldn't have kept it secret. Hundreds of people would have to have known. Well, there are loads of programs in which thousands of people knew about a secret and it wasn't released. So I don't think his knowledge of security is very good. I'll mention the stealth aircraft, for example, spent $10 billion over 10 years in secret. The Manhattan Project, the equivalent of more than that, back a lot earlier, of course. And there are many other programs. The Corona spy satellite, our first spy satellite, got more data about Soviet military installations than all the U-2 flights, remember them, Gary Powers, et cetera, than all of those flights put together, the first Corona spy satellite outdid them. It was a tremendous importance to us to have a good evaluation of what the heck the Russians were doing, because we could see it. The first one got more data than all those U-2 flights that preceded it. It wasn't released that we had such a thing until 30 years later. And incidentally, as an example of the clout that you have when you're working on highly classified programs, the first 12 launches were unsuccessful, but they still kept going, and the 13th was the winner. And they released that we had such a thing 30 years later. So, you know, that was bigger than Roswell in terms of cash and effort and so forth. I still get a kick out of how they got the film back. Kodak had developed new film, more sensitive and so forth. They deorbited the film container from the satellite, and it was caught over the Pacific by an airplane, in effect with a big net. And it worked very successfully. They did it over the Pacific because they didn't want anybody to know what they were doing, of course, but and certainly the American people didn't know what they were doing. I think Dave, when he was hypnotizing a potential abductee over the phone.
Well, that bothered me a lot. I didn't get into that. He also does it by instant messaging by Skype.
I didn't know that, and neither one. I once took a course on hypnosis. My son was a hemophiliac, and there was talk that you could control bleeding to some extent. with hypnosis, which makes a certain amount of sense. And so I took this course, and in the course, the professor regressed a girl in the class. She was probably 30, and he took her back to 25, 20, 15, you know, voice changing at 15 and stuff. And he took her back to her 8th birthday, which should have been safe after all. And she broke into tears. Her father had died on her 8th birthday. And I'll tell you, I was glad he was doing the hypnosis and not me, because he was able to get her out of it and you know, take care of things. So how do you do this, you know, when you're not there? And over the phone, you can't tell what's happening and can't see the person, anything like that. And so I don't believe that it's all in order to have infiltration by hybrids. Look, when I see what they do with the nuclear weapons on top of missiles, they have a little more down-to-earth stuff than that to be concerned about. And, you know, what bothers me is that I don't see many people thinking through why would aliens come here anyway. And, yeah, you know, you can talk about graduate students doing their thesis research on the development of a primitive society. That's one thing. But I think the bigger picture is that from an alien viewpoint, we are a primitive society whose major activity is tribal warfare. It's easy to forget, especially for younger people, because they weren't alive at the time, that in World War II, we nice Earthlings killed 50 million people. We destroyed 1,700 cities by bombing, of course. And after the war, we have set off 2,000 nuclear warheads. Only two on people, thank goodness. But anybody looking at us would say, holy cow, they've joined the nuclear club. And, you know, our first H-bomb was 1952. Released the energy of 10 million tons of TNT. The Russians sent one off that was 50 million tons. You know, you put one in the middle of New Jersey and you'll have fires from New York to Philadelphia.
All right, we know the background here, but I think the question I want to pursue very quickly before we go on to other things, and we're going to break in just a moment, and that is here, basically and fundamentally, Dr. David Jacobs is not producing any evidence except what abductees supposedly tell him, that there are hybrid aliens and what their intent might be. Let's get into more of this in a moment, and a lot more. With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We have Stanton Friedman with us. We're talking about the state of UFO research, starting with abductions. So you get the point here that there's really no confirmation that anything that David Jacobs is reporting is true, right?
Well, I would say that in terms of trying to intuit the goal, the reason for their being here, and the one word I want to throw in is quarantine us. And the reason I mention nuclear weapons is not only because we're bad guys, but if you have fusion technology, you can go to the stars. That makes us a threat to the neighborhood. Look how little time it took from our discovery of fusion in 1938 and the first atomic bomb in 1945, the first fusion device in 1952. That's not a long time. So I worked on a study of fusion propulsion for deep space travel, sponsored by the United States Air Force, incidentally. They spent $9 million on it, Aerojet General Nucleonics. And we realized that fusion propulsion for deep space travel was feasible. Now, it cost a ton of money. But all big programs cost a lot of money. You don't get this stuff for free. To give you an example of that, and some people look at me when I say that, what do you mean a ton of money, Sam? I said, well, look, here's an example. When I worked at General Electric Aircraft Nuclear Propulsion Department, just outside Cincinnati, Ohio, back in 1958, that's a long time ago, we spent $100 million that year. We employed 3,500 people, of whom 1,100 were engineers and scientists. We're not talking about six professors and 20 grad students, for goodness sakes. So there are big programs, and we never flew a nuclear-powered aircraft, incidentally. Now you can go to the Navy and you say, well, look at the success they've had. Yeah, they did. We had nuclear submarines from 1956 or so on. First, our nuclear-powered aircraft carriers are remarkable. You want an example of fancy technology that most people don't know anything about. They can operate for 8 13 years without refueling. Think about that for a minute. That's very impressive. You don't need to go to the gas station, you know.
What you're telling me, though, if I was E.T.
We're a threat.
And I come to Earth, I got to be real careful. Now, what if E.T. wanted to take us over? Would they do it overtly with guns blazing, or would they try to infiltrate us quietly? That's, of course, the Dr. David Jacobs theory, that all this is a stealth attempt to take over the planet Earth. Rather than do it overtly, you do it quietly till one day you wake up and aliens are in control. And some people think we're already doing that in our government. We have some pretty crazy people there running government, so maybe that's the case. The key here that I worry about abduction research
evidence
is the evidence. Right now, all we have is anecdotal evidence. We have what people supposedly recall from hypnotic sessions. And I worry about doing it on the phone. I worry about doing it by Skype.
Yes.
But
I would point out that there is an active effort. Kathleen Martin, Betty Hill's niece, and I are co-authors in a couple of books and stuff. We've worked together on a number of things. And she has put together a survey of supposed abductees to see if there are commonalities. And amazingly, there are commonalities. A high percentage describe similar kinds of things. It's not random, in other words. It's not equally likely that you'll get this, that, or the other answer to the question about what's going on. And do you ever have any paranormal events in your life, incidentally, to pick a theme close to home? And a much higher percentage of abductees have than the general. They had a controlled sample and a regular sample, you know, abductees and then non-abductees. And there were definite differences in how they responded to the long-form questionnaire. So we are getting other research, and Kathy's got her hands full. There's a lot going on. Look, the real problem, as you know, as David knows certainly, is that if you're wary of making a report of a UFO sighting, how much more wary of saying, oh, by the way, I was abducted? When I check my audiences after my lectures all over the world, typically, 10% believe they have seen a UFO, much to their surprise. You see how the hands go up very hesitantly, and then, oh, a lot of others. But then I ask, how many of you reported what you saw? 90% of the hands go down. And when people talk to me, the reason they didn't report what they saw is because they were fearful of ridicule. They'd be thought to be a nut.
Okay, so that follows then that those who report abductions are going to be a fraction of that number, because it could be obviously a very embarrassing thing to talk about.
Yes.
Especially if the encounter is describing rather invasive behavior. But the other question we raised last week, and maybe we could respond to that, and that is with regard to actually finding evidence, what about working with people who have frequent abductions and setting up surveillance equipment? Trackers.
That's been tried on a number of occasions and hasn't been successful.
Why is that?
Maybe because the aliens are smarter than we give them credit for.
So how does that work out?
Well, telepathy looks good to me. And I'm sure, I don't know what David said, obviously I didn't hear the program, but I'm sure that's the primary means of communication. And so if you know you're sitting there and there's a camera hidden someplace, and admittedly today cameras are pretty darn small, you know, you can hide them and recording devices and so forth, then you know about it. That means your abductor could know about it too. So I'm not guaranteeing you that's what's going on. I'm just saying that's a likely possibility. These guys are pretty sharp.
And, so if we set the cameras, they'd find a way to turn them off, redirect them, or something like that. Is that the point?
Yeah.
Well, that would be data right there. I mean, that would be important information to ascertain.
Well, okay, and maybe it's happened. But I don't think they'd send a signal that says, hey, we're recording you. You know, the aliens say, no, you're not. They're off goes the machine. Who knows what's going on?
Oh, but you're saying here is that this has been tried and has failed.
Yes, that's right.
Is the reason that they accidentally or deliberately turn it off, what's the reason that it fails?
Well, because it's turned off. You're not, no recording, no data. Look, if they can stop automobiles, for goodness sakes, which has happened many times, you know, QFOS published a study, there are a few hundred incidents of stoppage of, I'll call them internal combustion engines to include more than just cars, you know, tractors or whatever you want. That takes a certain amount of sophisticated technology. And if they have telepathy, which we know they do from a zillion sources, you know, put the two together. We're not dealing with idiots. And it seems to me, generally speaking, that the first rule for any explorer, adventurer, visiting fireman, whatever you want to call them, is make sure you can get home. You know, that's the, I won't say the prime directive, those words are used for something else, but you can think of other reasons for coming here, besides wanting to make sure that the idiots don't come out bothering them. Look, every nation on earth has an air defense command. What it's probably called different things in other places, but the idea is you don't want a surprise attack from your neighbors. We had one Pearl Harbor. That was quite enough. So that's the first thing. You don't want earthlings. Look, when I say we're a primitive society, this year we will spend $1 trillion on things military on this planet. How many thousand kids died needlessly yesterday of preventable disease and starvation? We're not nice guys. But there are other reasons you can think of for aliens coming here. They may have been stealing the goodies. Mining, for example. Remember all those gold miners that went off to California and off to Alaska and any other place where there was a hint of gold? There were huge numbers of people when it was difficult to travel. You know, you didn't hop on your nearest airplane to go to California. It was a long haul back in 1849.
Let's do our break here, Stan. We'll get back to this. We have Stanton Friedman. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Stanton Friedman. I should mention we have lots of questions from listeners. And I'm going to ask just one question to backtrack on what you said before, then we'll move on. And that is with regard to some kind of monitoring or surveillance equipment. So the point being here is that every time this technique has been tried with abductees, those having repeated experiences, something sabotages the effort. It never works. Is that correct?
That's right. As far as I know. Now, if you know different, I'd like to hear about it.
Okay.
There are other reasons for coming here besides our potential for attacking them. The Earth is the densest planet in the solar system. I don't mean the people. That's probably true, too. There are more heavy metals here than any other planet in the solar system. You say, who cares? Well, some of the heavy metals are very rare and have very special properties. I'm talking about osmium, rhenium, iridium. Osmium is twice as dense as lead, incidentally. You know, heavy as lead, light as balsa. Well, lead is not the heaviest thing around.
I like unobtainium.
Well, okay. these metals, look, you know, when uranium was used for 100 years ago, yellow coloring agent for tableware, plates, pottery, you know, it's illegal to do that now because it's radioactive and you might get some washed off when you soap on it and so forth and so on. But still, that shows you how ignorant we were. As another example of that, two of the greatest scientists, Albert Einstein and Lord Rutherford of England, both said that they didn't see any way that you could get any useful energy out of the nucleus, you know, E equals MC squared. And it was only when somebody found out in 1938 that, gee, you get more than one neutron when an isotope, an atom fissions, and maybe you can get a chain reaction. And so that led to the nuclear age. So there are things that we don't know. We are ignorant. And people don't like me to say that, but we are. Progress comes from doing things differently in an unpredictable way. And when I mean unpredictable, who knows which direction you're going to go with the latest study. But we may represent a different kind of thing. They may have been stealing the goodies here for years, and we're fouling up the planet. Many reports, I presume you've had somebody on the air talking about underwater UFOs. You know, what are they doing down there? Having a cool dinner, a fish dinner? Or maybe they're stealing the diamonds that washed in off Africa. Or all kinds of other things. So we got to be really careful about thinking that we know what these guys are up to, the only thing they're doing. When you got a bus coming this way, you can have people, small Earth excursion modules on the big mothership that are doing all kinds of things. Why waste the trip? So we are still ignorant.
Let's not put the cart before the horse here. Let's go into the theories and how we get there. So there's a question that's been raised from time to time, and that is, looking at UFO research and the original Kenneth Arnold sighting in 1947. I remember it well. No, I don't. You'll remember it better than I do.
I don't either.
You're quite young then. In any case.
13. I was bar mitzvah that year, please.
Okay. So the year you were bar mitzvahed, the UFOs came down. Significant? I don't know. But what have we learned positively about UFOs since then? How far have we advanced?
It depends on who you mean by we. You know, I don't have access to the wreckage recovered at Roswell or Aztec or the plains of San Augustine or in Pennsylvania there. So I don't know what we've learned, but I, working with far-out materials for my time in industry, crazy stuff, but exciting stuff, I don't have access to any of that information. Although, I'll give you a hint. If a saucer crashes, say at Roswell, you distribute the pieces, and there were a lot of little pieces, to your best highly secure labs with high-level security clearances. And the first question you ask is, what the heck is this stuff? You don't tell a guy where you got it. He has no need to know for that. Let him think it's from a spy. Who knows? And he comes back to you and says, you know, I don't know where you got this stuff, but it's a combination of samarium and cobalt. Why in the world would anybody put those two together? Not your problem. You send it off elsewhere and you say, I want you to look at the electric and magnetic and nuclear properties of this stuff. And the guy comes back and says, you know, I don't know where you got this stuff, but I measured the highest magnetic moment from any material I've ever tested. Make a great permanent magnet. And pretty soon, ghetto blasters were using fancy permanent magnets made out of samarium and cobalt. I say that because I was doing a weekly radio broadcast back in the 80s on science for a local CBC radio station. And I had read an article about new and better permanent magnets, neodymium, iron, boron. I'm not making those up. Those are real. And at the end of the article, it said the original work on samarium cobalt permanent magnets was done at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And I just laughed like heck.
We got to cut to the chase here because we have a lot of questions. All right. So you're saying here that this material may be the result of what we discovered from alien technology then?
Yes. Why not? And as a matter of fact, let me give you another example. In my book, Flying Saucers and Science, there's a picture of me with my hand on the Apollo 12 command module. You know, it's a big round object. It looks more like a flying saucer than like a high-speed aircraft. Because I always learned when I was young that you need a pointy nose, sharp wings, high streamlining for a high-speed object in the atmosphere. And the return module, the Apollo command module, comes back at close to 25,000 miles an hour. And it's a round, blunt body. Well, I discovered the Air Force was doing, in 47, they were doing a wind tunnel test on round, blunt bodies, would you believe? So that may be something else we learned. And there are probably plenty of others. But so what I'm saying is, we don't know what the classified programs have learned. And they ain't talking to me or David Jacobs.
All right, but that's speculation at this point. We're assuming that if a UFO crashed at Roswell, we captured the wreckage, we're learning things about it, we're learning things about alien technology, maybe we're slowly filtering that technology into military or civilian use. That follows what Philip Corso said in The Day After Roswell.
Well, I'm not buying Philip Corso.
I understand.
Because I checked and found he wasn't telling the truth about himself. And that always gets me concerned. He said he was a member of the National Security Council. He was not a member and never attended a meeting, according to the Eisenhower Library. And he also made claims about what happened at Fort Riley, Kansas, on July 6, 1947. And now, why the people at Roswell? I mean, he supposedly was able to look at a box in which there was an alien body and blue fluid. And it was his bowling buddy, and he let him see it. Now, that's a gross violation of security in the first place. In the second place, why would the people at Roswell, who, after all, had lots of big airplanes, that was their role, the most elite military group in the world, they dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, et cetera. Why would they have put stuff on a truck? If you can put a nuclear weapon on an airplane, which was the whole point of Roswell, then you wouldn't put it on a truck.
Let's just using this as a metaphor for recovering or having evidence of alien technology. I understand the problems with the Corso book. We know that the version that was published is heavily edited or rewritten from the original, which I believe is posted online over at openminds.tv if you want to look for it and see the original version as opposed to the one that was done after Bill Burns. Worked with it. Okay, the key here is we're speculating heavily that some of our technology is reverse-engineered alien technology. From a practical standpoint, if we did recover this technology, it would make sense that we learned a few things from it. Maybe not so much because we're talking about possibly highly advanced technology, spacefaring people. Maybe we learned a few things at the edges. But how do we really prove that? That's speculation, isn't it? I'm going to have you answer when we get to our next segment with Stanton Friedman and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, have you seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.